USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Sacramento, California say at least six people are dead and another nine have been injured after a shooting in downtown early Sunday morning. Police saying the murders took place outside a restaurant. As Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine moves into its second month, Ukrainians continue to fight for their country. A Ukrainian official reportedly claiming Ukraine has retaken control of the region around the capital of Kyiv. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks is praising the Ukrainians' effort in their fight against Russia.
The Ukrainians are brave people. They're fighting back, and many of us never would have believed that a month ago they'd still be on their feet today, but we're thankful that they are.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends Weekend. According to the UN, over 4 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia's invasion. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
While holding a rally in Washington, Michigan Saturday night, former President Donald Trump talks about the decision by the Biden administration to get rid of Title 42, a protection put in place by Trump to avoid the spread of COVID-19 from illegal immigrants at our borders.
With this foolhardy plan to end Title 42, Biden will be opening the floodgates to a far greater extent than even now. And we will be deluged by illegal immigration.
The Biden administration saying Title 42 will end May 23rd. Skippy is recalling thousands of pounds of peanut butter. The company saying the recall is over the possibility of stainless steel fragments from a piece of manufacturing equipment having contaminated a limited number of jars. Products included in the recall are Skippy Reduced Fat Creamy and Skippy Reduced Fat Chunky. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
A judge says a California law is unconstitutional.
A Los Angeles judge has ruled that California's landmark law mandating that corporate boards have ethnic or LGBTQ members violates the state constitution. The brief ruling granted summary judgment to Judicial Watch, a conservative legal group that sought a permanent injunction against the measure. The lawsuit argued it was illegal to use taxpayer funds to enforce a law that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the California Constitution by mandating a quota based on race, ethnicity, sexual preference, and transgender status. The law was passed nearly 2 years ago in the wake of protests against the police killing of George Floyd. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new Gallup poll found that more Americans believe inflation is the nation's most important problem now than at any point since 1985. 17% of Americans said rising prices are the country's most important problem, compared with just 8% in January. The renewed concern comes as inflation hits its highest point in 40 years and gas prices have skyrocketed. North Carolina will take on Kansas in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. The Tar Heels edging the Duke Blue Devils 81-77 and Kansas beating Villanova 81-65. Tip-off for the championship game is Monday just after 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.